Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a vehicle versus pedestrian traffic collision that sent the pedestrian to the hospital with major injuries. It was approximately 2 o'clock on Saturday morning when the driver of a Honda sedan was headed northbound on Highway 101 in the safety corridor when the headlights from his car illuminated a pedestrian walking in the fast lane north of Jacobs Avenue. Despite evasive action, the driver's vehicle struck the pedestrian, identified as 45-year-old McKinleyville resident David Lieb, who was wearing dark clothing and walking with his back to oncoming traffic. Lieb was taken to the hospital for treatment, and the driver was interviewed at the scene and was unhurt. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. A Eureka police officer on routine patrol early Saturday morning came across a house in the 1900 block of Harris Street in Eureka that was actively on fire. Humboldt Bay Fire responded, and the incident soon became a second alarm when fire crews reached the scene and found more than 50% of the residents involved in fire. In addition to heavy fire, one resident was unaccounted for, and an interior attack was conducted. The fire was brought under control in 15 minutes, and no one was found inside. One resident was taken to the hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. Fire crews were on scene for more than 3 hours conducting overhaul, and damage was estimated at more than $100,000. Mutual aid was provided by Samoa, Lolita, and Arcata, which each provided an engine company in support of Humboldt Bay. Ferndale police arrested 30-year-old Ferndale resident Darren Wooden on Friday night after Wooden led officers on a two-mile vehicle pursuit after an attempted traffic stop at Highway 211 and Waddington Road. The officers wanted to pull Wooden over for lighting violations, but instead he fled at a high rate of speed, and it was only a malfunctioning engine that ended the chase. Officers were in pursuit at speeds that reached over 80 miles per hour when Wooden suddenly pulled to the side of the road and stopped. Officers later learned it was because the engine on the bike died. Wooden was arrested and booked into county jail on a host of charges, including felony evasion and reckless driving. Arcata police arrested a man well known to law enforcement on Friday after a two-hour standoff in the 500 block of G Street. The incident began when an Arcata officer attempted to contact 38-year-old felon Brian Mello, who was wanted on a list of felony and misdemeanor warrants. Mello assaulted an officer and then fled on foot and ran into an occupied residence on G Street. He then ran up the stairs and out an open window and onto the roof of the residence. Mello then jumped from the roof of the residence onto the roof of a neighboring building and refused to come down. Police report that Mello was exhibiting signs of being under the influence of methamphetamine. They established a perimeter and waited him out. At about 1:30, Mello climbed down off the roof and was taken into custody without incident and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the passage of three bills dealing with medical marijuana at the state level, it's evident that California is preparing for the possible legalization of the personal cultivation and possession of marijuana, a development that could happen next November. What local and state officials are pleased with currently, however, is that the new laws clear up the ambiguities of the cultivation and use of medical marijuana. The county is working on a comprehensive medical marijuana ordinance, process and distribute medical cannabis, and is assisting cities with their planning as well. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said that medical cannabis will fit in with the city's business environment.
We are looking at to try to really capture on what Arcata's been most successful on, which is niche manufacturing. So what is the value-added product that comes out of medical marijuana? If you look at any of the local dispensaries' websites, you see they have a host of products, lotions to edibles to different ways and tinctures that you can obtain your medicine or medical marijuana.
Diemer went on to point out that underground producers are ready to come into the light of day to produce their products.
And that's the group that's come forward in Arcata to say we would like legitimate space for our workers that we're getting out of our homes and out of garages and out of these sort of clandestine, you know, commercial and industrial spaces and grow the material that then we will use to create these value-added products.
The new state law goes into effect in January, and the county expects to be ready with local ordinances when that happens. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.